here is modern America, the land of innovation, architecture, and culture. A place where all the dreams can come true. But America has not always been that way. It was once just another British colony. So the question is, how did America become America? Well, let's go back to the start, to the very beginnings of the United States. Here is the American Revolution. The year is 1763, and Great Britain is running out of money. Fighting wars can be quite expensive, and England had just been involved in a massive war. You see, a gigantic war had just been fought all over the world between mainly France and England, and that took a massive toll on the British finances. Now, the British won that war and stole the entirety of France's colonial empire in the process. So, that was pretty nice. But then, the British emptied their pockets. And that was more concerning. There was an absolutely gigantic debt, and the British had to pay the troops stationed in America. Now, if the British had no money, there was something else they had. And that something was land. A lot of land. So, how would they go about solving this problem? Well, one simple word, taxes, especially tax on their American colonies. And that's where our story starts. Before taxes became a real problem, the British had declared the colonists could not settle past the Appalachian Mountains in 1763, and that really annoyed the Americans. Now, the Sugar Act was introduced in 1764 and imposed a tax on sugar, of course, while the Stamp Act was introduced in 1765 and imposed a tax on official documents, newspapers, playing cards? Okay. Now, as you might have guessed, the colonists found that whole thing really absurd, especially since they were very much against the taxes, but were just forced to implement them by the British. So, a famous group named the Sons of Liberty was founded, and the Americans started protesting in the streets. Petitions were sent, people screamed at each other, and a year later, the taxes were repealed. Wait, really? But the British didn't give up and imposed new taxes on goods like paper, glass, tea, etc. That made the colonists even more angry, and even more people protest in the streets, send petitions, and scream at each other. But things really got out of hand in 1770. In March 1770, a small group of British soldiers was sent to Boston to help calm the colonists. But, as you may have guessed, that's not a very efficient way to calm people. So, the people there started throwing snowballs at the soldiers, then rocks, and even smartphones. No, they didn't throw that. But talking of smartphones, it's time for me to show you something. Or it's just the annoying ad in the middle of the video. Anyway, may I present to you the app, Pike, from us. An app where you can learn the whole history of the world very easily, with the lessons and questions, and it is really cool, I promise. Anyway, you can download the app, link in the description. And I don't know why I put this in the middle of the Boston Massacre. So, let's go back to 1770 before anyone notices. In Boston, the soldiers probably panicked, and in the midst of the chaos, shot in the crowd. Several people died, and that event made people realize that things were escalating way too quickly. So, once again, the British backed down and repelled all the taxes, except the one on tea this time. And speaking of tea, this is Samuel Adams. We don't really know why he's dressed like an American Indian, but hey, who are we to judge? Now, on a cold winter of 1773, M and his Sons of Liberty buddies decide to jump aboard a British ship and throw all the tea into Boston Harbor. And that made the British mad. Following the Boston Tea Party, the British passed a bunch of laws, known as the Intolerable Acts, to punish the colonists. The Boston port was closed, Massachusetts government was technically dissolved, and Quebec became massively big for some reason. Yeah, look at that. Now, the colonists had two choices there, like when your mom screams at you, and you can either run to your room or argue with her. Did I really just say this? The First Continental Congress met in 1774, and representatives from 12 of the 13 colonies met to discuss how they would respond to the British. Eventually, they decided to boycott all British goods, and soon, Massachusetts was declared in rebellion. The American Revolutionary War was about to begin. In early 1775, a small group of British soldiers set out to destroy military supplies stored by the Massachusetts militia at Concord. So, it moved all the way there, destroyed the supplies, and then was driven back to Boston, where it got stuck. Then the Americans started the siege of the city, surrounding the British there while American vessels harassed the British Navy at sea. And that worked wonders. Apart from the colonists losing a hill, the British were stuck in the city and couldn't move anywhere by land. Around the same time, the colonists tried an invasion of Canada that it failed pretty miserably, and also the Second Continental Congress met. There, the colonists tried one last time to avoid war with England, but the British had made up their mind and declared the 13 colonies in open rebellion against the crown. But what about the British stuck in Boston, you're gonna tell me? Well, let me check. Yes, they're still stuck. Now, bad news for them. The Second Continental Congress just appointed as commander-in-chief of the Continental Army a young, brilliant, handsome guy named George Washington. Under his leadership, the British were driven out of Boston and relocated to Nova Scotia. With the British gone, the Americans decide to take matter into their own hands and throw a massive party. No, of course not. With the 13 colonies now free of British soldiers, the Declaration of Independence was ratified on July 4th, 1776. It declared the 13 colonies were 13 independent states no longer under British rule. It also guaranteed rights for Americans, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Very quickly, these states united into one single country, the United States of America. But soon, the British would come back, and whatever crazy thing the colonists tried to do might have to shut down. And that is what I call teasing. Hi everyone, Adam here. Thanks for watching the video. I hope you enjoyed it and learned stuff. Hopefully. It was really fun to make, and yeah, the link to the app is in the description. You can download it, like right now. And yeah, have a great day. See you next time.